urgent message to Americans in Ukraine. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says leave in the next 24 to 48 hours, as he says we are within the window that Russian President Vladimir Putin could launch an invasion.
If a Russian attack on Ukraine proceeds, it is likely to begin with aerial bombing and missile attacks that could obviously kill civilians without regard to their nationality. A subsequent ground invasion would involve the onslaught of a massive force. With virtually no notice, communications to arrange a departure could be severed and commercial transit halted.
But Sullivan said it's not known if Putin has made a decision to invade. Putin and President Biden are set to speak by phone tomorrow as efforts continue to resolve the standoff through diplomacy. The Navy says four destroyers have arrived in Europe to further bolster NATO troops and U.S. forces in the region. Earlier, the Pentagon announced another 3,000 U.S. troops are being deployed to Poland. Phoenix police say a woman found critically injured inside a home where a man got into a shootout with police earlier today has died.
I know the relationship between the suspect that shot the police officers and the woman who was injured inside. They are former boyfriend and girlfriend. They have a child in common. I believe that child that was involved in this incident is their child in common.
Sergeant Andy Williams, five officers were shot, four others hurt by shrapnel or ricocheting bullets after responding to the home after reports of a shooting. Four of them were hurt while trying to rescue the baby, which had been placed outside the front door. After shooting out the officers, the suspect, now identified as 36-year-old Morris Jones, barricaded himself inside the home and was later found dead inside. The baby was not hurt. A Canadian judge has ordered truckers protesting at the Ambassador Bridge between Ontario and Michigan to end the five-day-old blockade over COVID vaccine mandates. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News. A popular online word game may have helped save a woman's life.
An 80-year-old Illinois woman held hostage in her home for 17 hours, rescued thanks in part to the popular game Wordle. A naked man holding scissors woke Denise Holt Sunday morning, threatening her, according to reports, forcing her to take a bath with him wearing her nightgown, and eventually locking her in a bathroom. Holt's daughters on the West Coast, alarmed she didn't share her Wordle game score, part of her routine, or read text messages, alerted police. And that's when officers discovered suspect James Davis. A SWAT team used a stun gun to subdue him. Charges against Davis include home invasion with a dangerous weapon and aggravated kidnapping. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
A federal study shows Utah's strictest in the nation drunk driving laws helping to reduce traffic deaths.
Researchers at the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration say since Utah lowered the state's legal limit to 0.5% blood alcohol content 5 years ago, the number of drunken crashes and fatalities have fallen. The study found in 2019, the first full year with the law in effect, there were 248 fatalities, down from 281 deaths before the law was changed. Crashes per mile driven tumbled 19.8% from 2016 to 2019, and drunken driving arrests increased.
Fox's Anna Wells. The study also found more than one in four people said they made sure they had a designated driver or ride-hailing service in 2019, compared to one in eight the previous year. SpaceX founder and CEO Elon Musk says the first orbital flight of his Starship, the world's most powerful rocket, could come in another month or two. NASA plans to use Starship to land astronauts on the moon as early as 2025. Musk also wants to deploy a fleet of them to create a city on Mars. But for now, they'll be carrying his internet satellites called Starlinks into orbit. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.